Good evening. This is your host, Michael J. Long. It is January 11th, 2011. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Alright, so I'm going to pretend that I've been elected president and I'm a conservative or Republican. I'm just for pretend, right? So we're going to build a wall and we're going to make it out of steel, brick, or whatever, and we'll put surveillance cameras and, you know, all these motion detectors and, you know, high technological cameras that can detect anyone coming in, right? So we're going to build that whole wall across the U.S.-Mexican border, and we're going to put all this technological stuff in the mix, and we'll have Border Patrol checkpoints all over the country asking for documentation and or citizenship. So we'll have all that going on. And we're going to do this in the name of reducing the flow of illegal immigrants into the country. And we're just going to deport all the illegals that are already in the country, even if they've been here for 20, 30 years. We're just going to get rid of them. We're going to deport them, send them back. Even if they've not committed a violent crime, well, we're just going to ship them back because I'm going to pretend that that's my policy, right? So we're going to ship them back. We're going to deport them. We're going to build that wall. We're going to have all this security. All right? Now, this is what I want you to picture. Put into perspective that you will also be paying billions of dollars to put that wall up. Even if you are unwilling to pay those taxes for that border wall, well, I guess you don't have a choice in the matter. Because Trump said so, right? So, the idea behind that argument is that it will reduce the flow of illegals coming into the country. We'll be able to get all the stragglers that have managed to come across. But the reality of the situation is the ones that make their way through the border walls, they're going to disperse into the country in small increments. Plus, you have the coastal areas of the Gulf of Mexico. You have the Florida coast, the Keys. You have the California coast and the Baja California area. So you have all that. So you have every other way that an illegal immigrant could possibly come into this country. So over a period of time, the entry of illegal immigration, even in small amounts, because yes, this border wall is going to artificially reduce the flow of illegal immigration into the country. And with all these deportations on a massive level, you're going to have the amount of illegals in the country reduced artificially. But at the same sense, at the same token, they're going to find their way back in small increments. And say over a period of 10, 15, 20 years, that number is going to gradually increase to the point where you're going to have more illegal immigrants in the country and more of a flow than what you started out. So it's a temporary gimmick that requires a lot of money, a lot of finances. But suppose I offered an alternative to that and made it way easier for people to come in legally as documented immigrants into the country. I made it legally accessible for people to come in legally, right? So I've made it, you can now, instead of having to spend 20 to 40 years of your life paying fees and all this money and postage and stamps to come in legally, you could now come in within approximately year to 2 weeks, depending, right? So that means if more people are able to come in legally, less people will come in illegally. And according to Reason Magazine, illegal immigration's been on the decline since the 80s or the 70s even. But, you know, you have some conservative sources such as Numbers USA and ALIPAC, Americans for Legal Immigration, stating the opposite. And they, along with Trump, are saying that the illegal immigration is on the increase. It's on the rise. But really, the only illegals that we would want to deport at this point in time would be the ones that have committed murder, robbery, unarmed robbery, armed robbery, arson, right? Of real violent crime. Those are ones that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law through a jury trial and then deported, turned over by the courts to ICE, and not just, oh, we'll just have the police turn them over because it's not in their job discrepancy. And the other thing I want to point out is that under the U.S. Constitution, the president doesn't have the authority to make any executive order orders over any political issue, even if it's immigration, let's say, right? So it's basically up to Congress, and if they say it's no, it's no. That's the end of that. That's a no-brainer, right? But unfortunately, we have people on the right to say, look, you know, he's within his power to do that. But if it was a Democrat, the conservatives would be crying, screaming bloody murder. So this is something to keep in mind. Because some of them have this delusional train of thought that says, when our man gets elected, he can do whatever the hell he wants. Right? But we don't see the consequences of the people we elect and the possible outcomes of some of these policies that they implement that we so blindly support. So that's something that should be taken into consideration. At least from a libertarian perspective, if you have a legal way and a legal means of handling immigration, you're going to have less overall illegal immigration. And a permanent reduction and end to illegal immigration as a whole. Maybe not a permanent end, but a permanent reduction to illegal immigration as a whole. And that's something we should be more focused on. Is how can we reduce the flow of illegal immigrants without having to infringe on private property, the rights of the private property owners and the small businesses and the homeowners established along the border? Because keep in mind, the border wall is going to be constructed along areas where the private sector have small businesses, shops, and homeowners have their homes. And whole communities are going to be devastated. And we're talking about the infringement of private property here for the potential so-called greater good of the country. But it, you know, we were, when you look back at our history, we were founded as an individualist society, as a libertarian country, not as a Christian country or as this so-called projected majoritarian country where you put all your might and love into that of the government. So, anyways, that's what I really would like my viewers to understand, is that there's no one such solution for this immigration issue, but we should know that, definitely note the most ineffective handling of immigration. So again, I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.